This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 in the evening, and for our first story, we want to know how young is too young when it comes to activism and politics. So a recent environmental protest in Penang by youth activist group Climate Action Utara Malaysia, or KAUM, and a group of primary school students has been bashed, there's no better word than that, by a Penang councillor. So Vino Dini Chandragasan said that KAUM exploited children by using them to target mega projects in the state. This was because they attended protests and held up signs and did all this while basically more or less skipping school. And she's called for an investigation into the protest.
KAUM has since called the councillor out, of touch with global events. The protest was held at the same time as part of the Global Climate Strike, a movement inspired and I guess also initiated by Greta Thunberg. According to The Guardian, some 1.4 million young people in 1,400 cities in more than 110 countries participated in the protest, and more than 100 schools in the UK participated in the event.
So this really had us wondering about this idea of introducing subjects or ideas like climate change and protests and, you know, just that notion of activism into kids, because we're talking about kids who are in primary school, right? So under 12. And some people would say, I suppose, let children be children, you know, don't involve them in what is fundamentally an adult's fight. But of course, the counterpoint to that is it isn't an adult's fight. Climate change is going to affect the young. And so it's not wrong to have them involved as early as possible.
Yeah, I would agree so. And I think even in this case, if you involve them, there's so many lessons that they can take away from it. One is, of course, that they know that even as citizens at a young age, that they do have the capacity and the ability to take action and keep the politicians in check. That's one lesson they can take away. And I guess then this would spur on more conversations about, you know, among adults. If we don't want kids to take on these responsibilities, then perhaps adults should start taking these things more seriously as well.
Most importantly for me is when we talk about children attending things like protests, like rallies, I would like to know that they know why they're there.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to have an engaged child, somebody who's really informed, really into it. But it's quite another if you're just sort of enrolling your child in your politics and they don't really know why they're out there shouting to down the patriarchy or something. You know, it's best if you actually, if they're fully informed. And so then with a subject as large and as, you know, kind of world spanning as climate change, I'm curious about how that gets communicated to kids. At what age do you actually start talking about it, right? Is it going to be in things like storybooks? Is it going to be because you watch movies together and then you say, hey, you know, do you know what that's really about? I guess there are all sorts of ways at getting at it, but the message probably starts simpler and then I suppose changes over time, I'm guessing.
Though I'm guessing that's a hard thing to avoid now also, seeing that kids are already more and more, they're more and more becoming digital natives. That's not something that parents can necessarily control. What they see, it's also very hard for parents to control. So perhaps the role that parents and adults should be playing, and this includes teachers as well, is to, similar to sex ed, level the amount of education and level the amount of information that gets to kids, you know, put it in a way that's relatable to them.
We should clarify that we're talking about two separate things, because on the one hand, you have the idea of being able to communicate information, of being able to provide that knowledge. On the other hand, you have the actual activity of going to a protest, going to a rally.
Yeah,
and
this is
separate.
Yeah, this is political awareness and political activism, and that's two different things.
Correct. So when it comes to political activism, we did hear today from Sharmila Sekharan, who is chairman of Voice of the Children, who basically said being able to protest is part of the democratic process which children can and should be taught. They should be encouraged to participate as it's part of their civics education, which I think is an excellent point. You can't on the one breath talk about introducing civics and understanding democracy into schools and then on the other hand say, but stay home, you know, when this is an important component of that. It also, I think it also speaks to old beliefs about whether or not protests can be peaceful. In this country, I guess traditionally the idea when you think about people going to the streets, it's it's accompanied by a sense of unrest. It's accompanied by a sense of, oh, you know, these are people who are causing trouble. But of course, in recent times, we've seen quite a few peaceful rallies. And so perhaps that idea or that notion of what a rally or protest looks like is changing.
Yeah, and that was, of course, the concern in some of the past protests we've seen. For example, organizations, Bursay themselves, discouraged parents from bringing their kids to Bursay rallies because it was most likely due to fear of retaliation, I guess, from the end of government. But then in more recent times, like we see with the anti-ISIS rally, people did also bring their kids. But given that that rally was, I guess, more or less peaceful and that there was no action necessarily from government, no tear gassing, no water cannons being used. So that was literally a safer physical space for kids to be in.
Let us know what you think. How young is too young when it comes to political awareness or political activism when it comes to children? If you have kids or if you have kids in your life, do you make an attempt to talk to them about these things? Let us know. Call 77-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Prakash Ravindran, who is a clinical psychologist at who works with children. And so we'll be getting his point of view on the matter. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening. You are listening to Lynn and Kelvin. We've been speaking about political awareness and activism among our children after a bit of a scuffle between a city councillor and Kaum up in Penang over the fact that children participated in the global climate protest, and you had a city councillor basically saying, shouldn't they be in school fundamentally? So we've been talking about that idea of whether or not children should be exposed to this sort of knowledge. How would you go about doing that? We're joined now by Prakash Ravindran, who is a clinical psychologist at Oasis Place. Prakash, thanks for joining us. So do you feel that there is an appropriate age to begin introducing complex topics to children?
I don't think there is a particular appropriate age. I think it differs from child to child, and I think you need to take into consideration their maturity level, their temperament, and I guess also the complex issue that you're wishing to start introducing them to. I do see that children, even from a primary school age, are already very knowledgeable about pollution and climate change and things like that. So I do believe that they are equipped to kind of handle that kind of information. But maybe at that stage, things like political unrest and things like that may not be things that they can handle.
Right. And with something that's important and relevant to young people like climate change, how does one do it in an understandable, digestible way?
I think, first of all, children need to be given the information and the facts. I mean, what is it about? Who does it affect? And things like that. And children learn quite a bit from, I guess, seeing videos, looking at pictures, you know, not just hearing facts and reading it out of the book, but maybe watching videos on what actually happens, the process of it, how it looks like, and things like that. So maybe breaking it down like that. And children at a younger age tend to be a bit more, I guess, egocentric or self-centered. So maybe how it impacts them will be more of a strong message as opposed to how it impacts the environment and the world and things like that. And I think as they start to grow older and they get more mature, their worldview broadens and they start looking at things from different perspectives. So then that's where maybe more reasoning comes into play, so they can be asked about what their thoughts are, how they feel about certain things, and also they can be introduced to the impact of things on others like the community, the society. And I guess that's where bigger topics or more complex topics, like we mentioned, inequality and political unrest and things like that, that's where it might become more relevant to them because they start having a broader worldview. They start seeing things from other people's perspectives more and how things affect different people.
So is there such a thing as being too young to understand and participate in activism?
This is a tricky question. I think participating and understanding is very important, right? Or understanding is definitely the first step. Like, they kind of need to understand what's going on and what is it about before they participate in it, because if not, they're kind of just there for the ride. But that being said, I did read some research and articles and things like that that says that children who are just brought along to participate in different events at a young age, they have been shown to have greater outcomes later on, you know, like they go to college well and they understand community services better and things like that. So I think it is a mixed bag, and I think again it goes back to understanding that individual, that child, and how much they understand, how much they are able to digest it, and also the emotional maturity, how mature they are to handle different situations and the information that comes along with participating in these kind of activities.
Now, considering the scale of global issues like climate change, which don't necessarily have immediate solutions, might it lead to anxiety in the child as it does in many adults?
Yes, and I think this ties into what I just said just now about the emotional maturity. Different children are different, just like us adults, right? So some adults are more anxious individuals or more susceptible to anxiety. And so that's the same with children as well. And I guess understanding the child and the individual and knowing how they might react, I guess knowing how they react to other situations that they face on a day-to-day basis will give us that information and give us an idea of how they might react or how they might respond to these bigger issues or more complex issues or activism. So yeah, I think it really goes back to the individual child. There is a possibility, and I think also the topic and what involves and the whole situation involving the scenario, I think that is important to take into consideration before introducing the child to that situation.
So while we were reading articles for the matter, for this subject rather, there have been therapists abroad who've expressed worries that children attending rallies and protests might be exposed to negative influences, such as loud expressions of anger, basically, you know, people shouting and pushing and things like that. Might this potentially outweigh the positives of attending?
Yeah, I understand where they come from, and I think that would be a concern of parents as well. And I think it goes back to what kind of rally it is, what kind of event this is. So there are more peaceful rallies or peaceful protests, so-called, which might be a better option, a better alternative for children. And I guess children also learn a lot from observation, right? So if they were to be exposed to that kind of something that has more anger and more violence and things like that, they might end up going down that line. So there's also that other side of the coin that we have to try to think about as well.
And from the point of view of the parents, Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg skipped school to protest inaction to climate change, as did the kids who were involved in the protest in Penang. So undoubtedly, activism gets labeled as a form of disobedience and resistance, two things which parents or figures of authority might hesitate to teach their kids for fear that it might instill undesirable values and behaviours. Is this a mindset that can be easily overcome?
I would like to say yes, but I think no. I think this is definitely still a mountain that has to be climbed, and I think that a lot of these rallies and things like that still do get a negative rap, and people just tend to look at it more negatively and are more concerned if children were to learn the wrong things. And a lot of times when you go into these things, you don't really know what you can expect 100%, right? So you might think, okay, I'm going for something that's quite peaceful and things like that, but it might not turn out to be. So there are all these things that have to be taken into consideration as well. So yeah, I do think that this is something that will still take some time. But I think it comes back down to also role modeling, parents' role modeling. So how parents handle these things. I mean, it all comes down to the parents when we talk about children. So how parents conduct themselves if they were to attend a rally or participate in activist events. So children will watch that and children might learn from that as well. Definitely the role modeling of parents plays a big role.
So on that note, how do you teach children that perhaps sometimes authority needs to be questioned in a productive, healthy way that might not then result in negative behavioral outcomes for the child?
I think it really starts with the parents, you know, like I said just now about parents being a very important factor. And I think it starts in the home environment. You know, when you have a home environment that has open communication where children are allowed to express themselves, to ask questions, to provide their opinions and thoughts, even if they differ from what parents think, That's kind of the first stepping stone, you know, where children feel free to express themselves, of course, in a respectful manner. So I think parents shape that at home, and of course, how parents express themselves as well, when they feel they want to stand up against authority, how they do it and how they model it as well. So I think those are the ways that kind of children will learn or children will pick up from.
Many of us know about and live with things that trouble us, such as climate change or inequality, and yet we may not be actively out in the streets participating in protests. What is the process by which knowledge translates into action?
The key for this one is a passion for it, or something that really hits home inside your soul or in your heart. So you know in your head, but sometimes you might not feel so strongly about it, and then you don't carry out the actions. So yeah, and I think that's why different individuals participate in different forms of activism, right? Because different things speak to them or different things hit home for them. So the passion or the heart of it comes into play to really translate your head knowledge into action or doing something about it.
Prakash, thanks for weighing in today. That was Prakash Ravindran, clinical psychologist with Oasis Place, speaking to us about children getting involved in advocacy and activism. We want to hear from you as well. I mean, is this something that you are instilling in your own kids? Is this something that you think children should be kept away from so that kids can continue to be kids for as long as possible? Call us and let us know. 7733 2900 is that number. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, a song that will take us up to the news, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:39. This is the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we've been asking you for your thoughts on children and political awareness and activism. Two separate things, mm-hmm. right? Awareness meaning they know, when children know about issues such as, for example, climate change, inequality, and then activism when they take to the streets and when they Greta Thunberg their lives. So we've been asking you for your thoughts, you know, is there such a thing as being too young? At what point and how should we introduce children to these concepts and ideas? You can call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's start things off with Madi, who is on the line. Madi, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Good evening. Oh, I agree to it. You know, we should get the children involved. We are the future generation. I still can remember, Celine, that way back, I think before you all were born, I was in Standard 2 in 1957, and the class protested when they changed, wanted to transfer our teacher out, and we refused to go for recess, and we shouted, "We want so and so, we want so and so." And this generation, now in the late 60s and early 70s, have all become, you know, contributors to this nation. They have come, you can find all these generation people in the top corporations, in politics, in many other fields. So I don't think, banning or preventing children participating in civic duties is a good thing.
Do you remember any engagement or any conversations you've had perhaps with your parents or the parents of your friends very concerned?
Oh, yes, we were very active. We always, you know, discussed that. You know, one of the things that my late father was a teacher. And what we did after lunch when we come back from school, and we used to distribute the pages of the one newspaper, and we read that, and we discussed that, you know. And then that used to be the only form, I mean, one of the main forms other than that was the radio. So information and news was that. And we talked to our friends, you know, other adults. We were very aware of what was going on in the country, even at a very young age.
Madi, thank you so much for calling and for sharing that story. That's wonderful. And also a really nice model for how civics can be taught in schools, to mm-hmm. sit around, share a page of the newspaper and talk about it. I love that that happened organically.
Yeah. And though I guess it doesn't always work with, well, not all parents really do this, but it does sound like an activity that we could pick up as we have kids.
We also have another caller, Dina on the line. Good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Tatina here. Mm-hmm. I'd like to voice my opinion. I feel that the children from age 2 to 12 should be allowed to participate in whatever they are passionate about and they have knowledge. But we should also be careful not to allow people to manipulate the children to their whims.
Absolutely. And so I guess I gather there that you think parents should be the ones who really play that role?
Yes, actually, I am a grandfather and have grandchildren from age 2 to 12. And I always voice out with them what is good and what is bad. For example, I don't allow my grandchildren to buy any junk food. And they don't scream like I see some of the children screaming in the markets and when they don't get something. So I give them a choice. I say, look, this is good, this is bad. Which do you want? So from young age, by training them to have a choice, I think they will grow up to be good citizens rather than dogmatically brought up. Because I find the last time I was brought up very dogmatically, we were not allowed to ask questions. And my, old parents, my late old parents, they were brought up in their way. Mm. So they always say that, look, children are not meant to come up and talk to elders. So he was brought up like that. But I, after traveling overseas, I find that the Western children have given more rights. They are allowed to talk. And even at a dinner table, they would discuss. I was in Russia when I find that the children are allowed to voice out after the dinner. If, for example, the father had hit the child and the child is allowed to bring up why he was hit and reason out with them. So I feel in this way, the child learns what is good, what is bad, and why he's punished. And then they become good citizens. So in that way, the parents and grandparents, I think, play a vital role. And this will help us to make good citizens. This is what I feel.
Tina, thank you so much for calling. And I think one meant a lot to digest there in what Tina had to say. But one major thing, I think, is to encourage conversation and debate, right? Because that is one way of imparting knowledge as well. It's not just, you're not a human Wikipedia entry for your kids. You know, a lot of it is going to be having that conversation and actually saying, why do you think this is wrong? All right. And then engaging on that basis. And it's really wonderful to hear that on a multi-generational level, it's happening in Tina's family.
Yeah. And I'm actually surprised that it starts from such a young age. He said 2 to 12. I was expecting actually ranges from 8 to 12 instead. But it's good that he started them so very young.
On the other hand, on WhatsApp, you have MZ who says, I remember a time when my concern as a kid was if I would be able to catch Voltron on TV or how much ang pao I need to save up to buy that box of spaceship Lego, not thinking about the human rights violations directed by Vladimir, I didn't expect to be on a first name basis, or the amount of money invested in a particular state investment fund to facilitate someone's shopping spree. So no, help kids be kids. Life was simpler then.
Though that changes depending on who and where you are. Perhaps if you are in a slightly luckier place in life, then you might not have to engage with politics so early. But some lived realities right now is that children are being displaced because of climate change related disasters, and they have to be politically engaged even younger.
Well, and I think Julian is basically saying that on Twitter, with there's no such thing as being too young to be politically aware or being involved in activism. Children, however, need to decide to do it on their own and not to be used by adults. Because sooner or later, these kids will become adults who will then have to deal with the issues that the previous generation left behind. If anything, adults should be proud that young ones are actively involved in such issues rather than wasting their time on video games. What were they even doing when they were at that age? Playing hide and seek, worrying about the UPSR, which, to be fair, are valid things.
Yes.
You know, I don't think it's a matter of... it's fine to have your life also be personally affected by your own situations. But it's okay also to start thinking about climate change.
Yeah, kids can balance all that. I'm sure they can manage playing games, having fun, worrying about their exams and still be worried about social issues at large.
One would hope. You're listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.